Okay, we're continuing in the Drash HaSaran. We're in the Drash HaShloshasar, the Masada Rav Kook's, we're on page Taf Kuf Chaf Ches. So we're continuing in the explaining of Chaviv and Divri Sofrim Yosrim Yenish Al Torah, that the words of the Chachamim are greater than the wine of Torah. So we're now up to Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation. So says the Ran, Harav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Nosan Tam Acher Bezeh explained that verse in a different way. Lefi Shiyadua, it is known. Shiyiras Hashem Yisbarach is Hona Mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that it's known that fear or awe of Hashem is the foundation of mitzvahs. Kumosh Amr, as the Pasuk says, V'ata Yisrael Ma'asham HaKech HaShol Mimach. The Pasuk says, Moshe tells the Jewish people, what does Hashem want from you? Ki Im Liyir, all he wants is fear. V'takanas Chachamim V'gidrehim Yisola Derech HaYira. And the takanas, the things Chazal instituted, are a foundation. They help you get to Yira or awe of Hashem. Kiyasu geder v'archaka, because they keep you far away. Pentegia yad adam b'Yisra Torah, lest you come to do the Yisra Torah. Gebal asada asher yasa geder me'asher yakar be'inav penichnasu bo b'ni adam. Like someone who wants to protect their field, so he puts up a fence so nobody walks through it. So too Chazal made Yisurim d'Rabbanan to keep you far away from doing things that are asur min haTorah. Like the classic example, they said don't Muktzah, do not pick up a pen. If you don't pick up things that have no purpose on Shabbos, then you won't come to do things that are forbidden to do with them on Shabbos, like right. Kinyan Na'amar, as Pasuk says, V'shmartim es mishmarti, like the Torah tells us, that the Chazal, Hashem tells, make a watch for my Torah. Asu mishmeres mishmarti, you should make a protection for my Torah. V'rov hazahiris v'agedav v'achakim in Yisra halozim yikri amorah. So all this setting up things so that you don't come to sin, what Chazal keep you a step back so you don't come to do this is daraisa, that comes from fear of Hashem. So the more you're careful not to do against what Hashem says, which is comes from awe or fear of Hashem, so then you get more and more schar. As the pasuk says, that David Melch says, I was very nizar from doing averos. Therefore, Chazal say that's why it is beloved upon us the words of the Chachamim more than the wine of Torah. Because what Chazal instituted, the fences that Chazal put up so that we shouldn't come to do averos, those are the foundation, the ikr of Yira. And the mitzvah of Yira is much greater than many other mitzvahs. Because that is the foundation of all mitzvahs, is Yiras Hashem. So anyone who keeps what Chazal say, keeps these things that keep you away from Avera, so then that person already has Yiras Hashem. Venizer Penny Koshabchedin is someone who is careful to not sin. Lefikach, therefore, Chaviv and Alai Divri Sofrim Yosrim Yenshal Torah, that's why the words of Chazal are greater than Divri Torah in that sense, in that they get you to Yiras Shamayim, and Yiras Shamayim is the foundation of all mitzvos. So it brings you to many more mitzvos, so that's why it is even greater. This is now the Ran talking. So based on this, we can explain what Chazal say, Kol Shiras Cheto Kodemus L'Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemus. That the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that whoever's fear of sin comes before their knowledge of Torah, then their fear of sin will last. What does that mean? So he says, he says, because it's known, if you desire Torah, meaning Torah knowledge, that will put it in your heart. Chazal told us in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says there, quoting the Pasuk, that the tzaddik, his desire is, or her desire, is Torah Hashem. We were talking about Limud HaTorah, so Amar Rebbe, Ein Adam Lo Mitorah Ela Mimakom Shelibo Chafetz. So Chazal say a person can only learn where their heart desires. Now, I like what you're getting. It's obvious. It doesn't mean your brain can't process it, even though you're not interested. It means it won't stay in your heart unless you're into it. V'amru Levi Reb Shimon Aviyasvi Kami Rebbe. So Levi and Reb Shimon were sitting in front of Rebbe. V'kapasik Sefer, and they finished whatever Sefer they were learning. Levi Amr Leisu Mishle. Levi says, okay, let's learn Mishle now. Reb Shimon Amr Leisu Tehillim. Reb Shimon says, let's learn Tehillim now. Kafi Le Levi V'asri Tehillim. So Rebbe said, okay, forget, we're learning Tehillim anyway. I know, Levi, you want to learn Mishle. We're learning Tehillim. Kimatu Acha. So they start Tehillim, the very first chapter of Tehillim, and they get to the Pasukim B'Taras Hashem Chafso. And it gets to the pasuk that says the person's desire is Torah Hashem. Pirush Rebbe And Rebbe explained, "In adam lo mitara lo mimakam shli b'chavetz." So that means a person can only learn, meaning really learn, really get it in them, in the place where they want to learn. It's something they'd want to look into. So then, come Levi, Amr Le, Rebbe nasat rishos lam, and he said, "Oh, Rebbe, okay, I'm leaving then. You just gave me permission to leave because I said I want to learn Mishlei. I'm not interested in learning them. I want to learn Mishlei. That's where my heart is. So you just gave me rishos to leave." Anyway, the point of this kvar nizbar shachiv it's belimin yeshu. The point the Ran wants to bring from that is you see from that Gemara that the desire for knowledge of Torah, the desire for chachma, that's what keeps it in you. If you're learning something that you're completely uninterested in, it's harder to make that wisdom last, to keep it in you. But if it's something you're very interested in, something you want to know, so then it'll put it on your heart, it'll keep it there. And therefore, says the Ran, since knowledge of Torah is based on Yiras Hashem, and to keep a person far from sin, like Rabbi Yonah explained, so then therefore, someone who has Yiras Hashem, he'll be thrilled to learn Torah, to learn Gemara, because it teaches him how to be saved from sin. And then all the gzeiros that he reads about in Torah, in learning Shas, it'll be not something that he doesn't desire. It'll be something he's very excited to learn and understand. But someone whose fear of sin does not come before their knowledge, their desire to know Torah. Then he spends all his time learning through Shas. A great deal of Shas is Dinei Derabbanan. You know, if you look through Shas, a whole lot of it is Derabbanan. So he's going to learn all these things, and he's going to think, "I don't need this. I don't like it so much, the Rabbanans. We don't need the Rabbanans." If that's what what's on in the person's heart, the knowledge is not going to stay there. So that's why the Mishnah is saying, if you have, this is what Shlomo says, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. That's what Shlomo says. Fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Chachma Musar Avilim Bazu. Wisdom and Musar, fools, we're not interested in, we're disgraced. Sirat Zibzeh, what does that mean? Because Reishis HaSeichel V'Yesoda Hu Yiras Hashem Isbarach. The first step is fear of Hashem. If you have a good foundation of awe and fear of Hashem, then you could build on it. And the proof is, the fools who have not put on their hearts the awe of Hashem, they're not interested in Chachma and Musar. So the bottom line is that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos means, is that whoever's Chachma comes before their whoever's fear of Hashem comes before their chachma, then their chachma will last, because it means their fear of Hashem will make them very much want to know the Torah, and therefore it'll stay on their hearts. But if it's secondary, if they don't have so much Yiras Shamayim, then they're learning it just kind of to learn, like because it's a nice intellectual pursuit. I don't know, whatever they're thinking in their heads, it's not going to last. Okay. That's step one. Fine. V'yesh b'kan shayla. Now the Ran asks a question. We have a question over here. Now this question, as you'll see, if you've heard previous drushas around Shirim, the Ran said this in another drushas. This is kind of, again, like we've said, much of drush Shlosh Asara's repeats. So, v'yesh b'kan shayla, there's a question here, Shana Omrim kan, Shiras Hashem Yisbarach Zed HaTorah. I just got told, through telling you, that fear of Hashem is the foundation of all Torah. V'chein b'har b'mekomos, and so do you find many times in Shas. Omrim b'perek b'amad likin, it says in b'amad likin, the Rav Yehuda said, "Lo bara kadosh baruch hu olamo ela kedei shiyirim milofanav." Hashem only created the world because of that people should be fear Him. Shneimar v'elokim asa shiyirim milofanav. That's what the pasuk says. Hashem made the world so that people should fear Him. Oh, shamam Rav Yochanan Mishur Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Ein lola hakadosh baruch hu b'olam yir shamayim olvad. The only thing Hashem has in this world is just yir shamayim. It's all He gets and all He wants from this world. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayirim aladam hiniris Hashem yichachma." Fine. As it's okay, Mikra Mali Dibra Kasev. It's also another pasuk like we just read before. Vate Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekecha Shol Mimach. Jewish people, what does Hashem want from you in this world? Ki Im Leira. That's all He wants. Fear of Hashem. HaOlam He calls Zeh, says Ran. What comes out of all of this? Sheyiras Hashem Yisbarach Kavanas Brias Olam. The entire reason for creation of the world is Yiras Hashem. That's the purpose of the world. Then that's the purpose of creation, and that's the Yisod HaTorah. But we have this Gemara in Sota that sounds the opposite. Watch Gemara in Sota. Amr Sham, it says there, the famous Gemara of the seven fake Prushim, Taner Rabban and Shiver Prushim. There are seven people who sound like they're tzaddikim, but they're not. Pirshei Shichmi, Pirshei Nakvi, Pirsh Kazai. So we don't have to explain all these. These are all Pirsh Nakvi, is someone who closes his eyes. I'm sorry, that's Pirsh Kazai, someone who closes their eyes. That's my favorite one. Someone who closes their eyes so they shouldn't see women, and his eyes are so closed that he walks into walls and starts bleeding. So, in other words, inappropriate precious. Some of these people are fake outs in this list, but bad precious religiosity that is inappropriate. Parash Miducha, Parash Machavasi V'Asena, someone who says, "What else have I not? What else can I do? I've done everything." All these guys are not good Prushim. And then the last two is, which is what we're interested in, a Parash Miava and Parash Miira. Someone who his precious is, his religiosity, what he sticks at. He's a Parash Miava and Parash Miira. He has Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. This is obviously saying it's a negative thing. A Parash Miava V'Yira, Avas Haschar V'Yiras Onash. And what that means is, what does it mean, love and fear? It means he does mitzvos out of love of the reward. In other words, he's excited to get the reward for the mitzvos. That's why he or she does the mitzvos. V'yiras onesh, and yira means that they're not doing averus, so they don't get punished. Hinei mana b'kan ovid miyira im kater rishayim. So yira here is a negative thing. These are rishayim, these people. So how'd you just tell me that the whole Torah is based on yira shemayim, and here you're telling me that someone who does mitzvos because they're afraid of punishment is bad? Ramra od sham amrulei rabbanu latana. Further, it says there that they said to him, "Lo sisni parish mira, parish mira." Another, they said, "Take out those last two." Dami v'hu no merav olam na yasu kadam b'tar v'mitzvah afila shalosh ma shi mitoch shalosh ma balishma. So they said, maybe we should, those seven prushim were bad. They're bad people. So some rabbi said you should delete the last two. The last two people aren't bad. Someone who does mitzvos out of love of reward and doesn't do averus because they're afraid of onesh, they're not a rasha, because Chazal said you should do a mitzvah, even shelo lishma, because that'll bring you eventually to be lishma. So the Ran says, "Lo chalku alav elasheino roi limnosuim elasheim rishayim b'emes." The only machlokas here is: are these people who do mitzvahs for reward or don't do averus out of fear of punishment, are they really evil rishayim, or are they just not ideal tzaddikim? Aval mikal makom yino vadasu ela shelo lishma. At most, these people are at a level of shelo lishma, so how come we just said before that doing your fear of mitzvos, fear of Hashem, is the whole foundation of all Torah? It says, and later on in Sota it says right there, Hanu trei talmidi d'havi yasvi kamei d'Rava. There were two talmidim sitting in front of Rava. One says, "I had a dream. I saw the following pasuk." It says, "How goodly is the portion that you have hidden for those who fear you." And the other guy says, "I cry in Bechalma, I saw in a dream, V'yismechu b'cha, kol chosi b'ach, le'olam yiranenu v'tasich alemu v'yatsu b'cha, o avei shemech." He said, "I saw in a dream a pasuk that says, how great and how happy the people will be who serve you out of love." Amr lehui. So this Rav said to him, Rav, in other words, said to these two talmidim, "Tavayr tzaddiki gemuri aton, you're both great tzaddikim. Ela mar miyava, mar miyira. Just one of you serves Hashem out of love, and one of you serves Hashem out of fear." So he says, "Rav zukash al rishona." So that's a contradiction to the other gemara in Sota. Heach karat tzaddiki gemuri, lemishanim mikash shavir prushim. You're saying someone who serves Hashem out of yira is a great tzaddik, and yet the gemara before about the seven prushim listed someone who serves Hashem out of fear as evil, as one of the seven fake outs or the seven bad prushim. Or even at best, all you got from that other Gemara and Sota that said, okay, Ava serving Hashem out of love of reward and fear of punishment is not so bad, it's shalolishma, but you wouldn't call such a person a tzaddik gomer. So again, the basic question is, how could you say Yiras Hashem is so amazingly great, and someone who's a Yari Shemaim is a tzaddik gomer, and it's the foundation of all Torah? And then we have this Gemara and Sota that lists the seven bad prushim, the seven rishayim, and that in that list is someone who doesn't do averus because they have Yiras Hashem, because they're afraid of punishment. I think if you haven't heard previous Urim, the answer to this is probably obvious to all of you. But okay, now the Ran's going to tell you. Chubas elu kalelu ashelos. The answer is, ke'ovin mirish ne'eminim. There are two types of fear of Hashem. Ha'echad, number one is she'yavod Hashem Yisbarach kedei she'yasegenu hagmul. One type of serving of Hashem is so that you should get reward for your mitzvos. V'yetiv lo Hashem Yisbarach v'olam hazeh v'olam haba, so Hashem should send you good things in this world, good things in the next world. And me'asher yari l'nafsho penya nishenu Hashem Yisbarach al haveros, and someone who stops themselves from doing averus because they are afraid of God, that God is going to punish them in this world, uba over the nabanim, and maybe kill their kids, ikilian amam, and they'll become poor, vizulasim and rasim. A person's afraid of punishments happening to them, bad things happening to them, and that's the reason they keep Torah. That's Yerushalayim number one. Sof davar la yaseh mitzvah liyarchik averus uakla toal to lechem laso agufa v'nafsho. That the summation of that person is the only reason they keep the Torah at all is because they're afraid of getting beat up. They want to. It's all about themselves. They want to get schar for themselves. They want to avoid punishments to protect themselves. That's one type of person who does mitzvos. V'zeu sh'amar lav parash mi'ava parash mi'ira. That's the person who is this parash mi'ava parash mi'ira, who is at best either a rasha or even if they're not a rasha, they're not a tzadikomer. So either he's a parash mi'ava, parash mi'ira, or shu mechala uskim b'mitzvah shalol lishma. At best, that person is someone who does mitzvahs, is called shalol lishma. And that's not a good level. A person is supposed to work to lishma. So the second level is more closer to that lishma. V'achilek hashenihu, the second type of yira, that's the good type of yira, Hashem, that shetekabel hanefesh zichron ramamusa yisbarach, that the soul should consider the exaltedness of Hashem, ugvurosa v'nifla osav, and how great Hashem is, His power, His awesomeness, His wonders, v'azikaron v'idea zos yu mekubala b'nefesh, and that thought is engraved on the person's brain. Umetzuyim ba b'chaleis, it's there at all times. V'ne'etzarim v'charutzim b'leiv, it's completely engraved on the heart. V'tekabel ha'nefesh al zeh mora gadol. The person, when they have this engraved on them, they are in tremendous awe. That is, again, in English, it's a different word. There's fear and there's awe. This, we are talking about awe. Maybe mixed with a little fear, but it's awe. You know, if today you can go find books about, you know, the cosmos and how many bazillions of solar systems, forget planets. We live in one solar system, the Milky Way, right? There's bazillions, I don't know the number, billions, trillions, whatever it is, probably some uncountable number of solar systems, forget planets, solar systems out there that are constantly out there being created. When you think of Romulus, the Rabboni Shalom, how, you know, I remember I just read recently that there was some asteroid that hit Jupiter that hit Earth, not long ago hit Jupiter, like recently hit Jupiter, and had it hit Earth, everyone on Earth would have died. Like, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam running the world at all times, even when you're spaced out and not thinking about astronomy. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam running the world, the whole cosmos, everything. And when you think about that and how puny we are in, you know, compared to all that. So a person gets an awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam who's being so great and still interested in the minutiae of this world and all the animals and mammals and species of this world and even our lives and what we do. So the person is filled with tremendous awe that that Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at them at all times. Ubusha tznias mitzuyim ba b'chaleis. So then the person feels a busha, a tznias, a modesty. V'yiyah davar nimna l'nefesh l'avar espi Hashem. Then it's something that's hard for a person to go against what God wants. Kasher yira ha'eved es rabo v'haben es aviv. Just like a servant is in awe of their master, or a son in awe of their father. So even if the father tells you to do something and you know the father's too old to beat you up, you're not worried about being beat up, still a person doesn't want to go against what their father or master said. They have a certain respect or awe for their parents or master that they wouldn't do it, even independent of being punished. For his career, Bapasik, he already sent the Pasik. In one pasuk he said, praising himself, shikvar hisig is elu amaylos, that he reached this level. Amar, he said, ki pachad elai eid kel, I have fear of Hashem, meaning of punishment, umisei so, and from God's greatness, lo uchal, I can't do averus. So he said those two things. One, I'm afraid of Hashem to get punished. Number one, from God's greatness, I can't do averus. So he had both levels of yira. The lachelak hasheni, it's on that second level of the awe of Hashem, it is on that Nebuchadnezzar Talmud is said in the whole Shas, Shiris Hashem Yisbarach Yisod HaKol, that Yiras Hashem, which is awe of Hashem, is the foundation of all. V'alav ne'amar basot, it is on that, it is said in Masechah Sota, Tarvaichu Tzadiki Gemuriatun, that Rava said to his students, you're both great tzadikim, elamar mi'ava, mar mi'ivra, just one of you has avas Hashem, one of you has yiras Hashem. Ukvar Ramazai Rashi Zal b'Pirushav b'derech k'tzara k'min haga, Rashi also explained that elsewhere in the Gemara there, similarly. V'alzos, I'm going to say Gemara later on again. V'alzos ha'madrega min ha'yira amr b'masechas avodah zarah, and it's on this level that the Gemara says in avodah zarah, yiras chait mevi l'de'anava. Right, the Gemara that talks about the different levels of tzidkus, which the Ron will talk about shortly more, but when it says this mida leads to that mida, the fenim is Pinchas ben Yair. Right, we'll discuss that further later, but in the list of levels, going up levels, so it has a level of Yiras Chet, and after that comes Anava. So it's obviously a high level, and it leads to Anava, and Anava mi'vidia li de chasidus, and Anava brings the chasidus. Why? Ki achareizos amayla roish yasig ma'alas hachasidus. So when a person reaches the level of fear of sin, meaning out of awe of God, that brings to humility, and humility brings to chasidus, as we will talk about more next time.